Chapter 14. Now these are the areas the Israelites received as an inheritance in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the heads of the tribal clans of Israel allotted to them. Their inheritances were assigned by lot to the 9.5 tribes, as the Lord had commanded through Moses. Moses had granted the 2.5 tribes their inheritance east of the Jordan, but had not granted the Levites an inheritance among the rest. For the sons of Joseph had become 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. The Levites received no share of the land, but only towns to live in, with pasture lands for their flocks and herds. So the Israelites divided the land, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Now the men of Judah approached Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, said to him,
"You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, at Kadesh Barnea about you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land. And I brought him back a report according to my convictions. But my brothers who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt with fear. I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. So on that day Moses swore to me, 'The land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance, and that of your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly.' Now then, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive for 45 years since the time he said this to Moses, while Israel moved about in the desert. So here I am today, 85 years old. I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself heard then that the Anakites were there, and their cities were large and fortified. But the Lord helping me, I will drive them out, just as he said."
Then Joshua blessed Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and gave him Hebron as his inheritance. So Hebron has belonged to Caleb, son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, ever since, because he followed the Lord, the God of Israel, wholeheartedly. Hebron used to be called Kiriath Arba, after Arba, who was the greatest man among the Anakites. Then the land had rest from war. Chapter 15. The allotment for the tribe of Judah, clan by clan, extended down to the territory of Edom, to the desert of Zin in the extreme south. Their southern boundary started from the bay at the southern end of the Salt Sea, crossed south of Scorpion Pass, continued on to Zin, and went over to the south of Kadesh Barnea. Then it ran past Hezron, up to Ader, and curved around to Karka. It then passed along to Asmon, and joined the Wadi of Egypt, ending at the sea. This is their southern boundary. The eastern boundary is the Salt Sea as far as the mouth of the Jordan. The northern boundary started from the Bay of the Sea at the mouth of the Jordan, went up to Beth Hogla, and continued north of Beth Araba to the stone of Bohan, son of Reuben. The boundary then went up to Debir from the valley of Achor, and turned north to Gilgal, which faces the pass of Adummim, south of the gorge. It continued along to the waters of En-Shemesh, and came out at En-Rogel. Then it ran up the valley of Ben-Hinnom along the southern slope of the Jebusite city, that is, Jerusalem. From there, it climbed to the top of the hill west of the Hinnom Valley, at the northern end of the valley of Rephaim. From the hilltop, the boundary headed toward the spring of the waters of Nephtoah, came out at the towns of Mount Ephron, and went down toward Bela, that is, Kiriath Jearim. Then it curved westward from Bela to Mount Seir, ran along the northern slope of Mount Jearim, that is, Kesalon, continued down to Beth Shemesh, and crossed to Timnah. It went to the northern slope of Ekron, turned toward Shikaron, passed along to Mount Bela, and reached Jabneel. The boundary ended at the sea. The western boundary is the coastline of the Great Sea. These are the boundaries around the people of Judah by their clans. In accordance with the Lord's command to him, Joshua gave to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, a portion in Judah, Kiriath Arba, that is, Hebron. Arba was the forefather of Anak. From Hebron, Caleb drove out the 3 Anakites, Sheshiah, Ahiman, and Talmai, descendants of Anak. From there, he marched against the people living in Debir, formerly called Kiriath Sefer. And Caleb said,
I will give my daughter Aksa in marriage to the man who attacks and captures Kiriath Sefer.
Othniel, son of Kenaz, Caleb's brother, took it. So Caleb gave his daughter Aksa to him in marriage. One day, when she came to Othniel, she urged him to ask her father for a field. When she got off her donkey, Caleb asked her,
"What can I do for you?"
She replied,
"Do me a special favor. Since you have given me land in the Negev, give me also springs of water."
So Caleb gave her the upper and lower springs. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Judah, clan by clan. The southernmost towns of the tribe of Judah in the Negev toward the boundary of Edom were Kabzeel, Eder, Jager, Kina, Dimona, Adida, Kedesh, Hazor, Ithnan, Ziph, Telem, Bealoth, Hazor Hadada, Kiriath Hezron, that is, Hazor, Amon, Shema, Malada, Hazar Gada, Heshmon, Beth Pelet, Hazar Shul, Beersheba, Biziathiah, Bela, Ayam, Ezem, Eltolad, Kisel, Horma, Ziklag, Madmana, Sansana, Labaeth, Shillim, Ayin, and Rimmon, a total of 29 towns and their villages. In the western foothills, Eshtael, Zora, Ashna, Zanoa, Enganim, Tapua, Enam, Jarmuth, Adullam, Soko, Azika, Shearaim, Adathaim, and Gedira, or Gedirathaim, 14 towns and their villages. Zenon, Hadasha, Migdalgad, Dilion, Mizpah, Jokthiel, Lachish, Bozkath, Eglon, Kabban, Lamas, Kitlish, Gediroth, Beth Dagon, Naamah, and Makeda, 16 towns and their villages. Libna, Ether, Ashan, Iftah, Ashna, Nezib, Keilah, Axib, and Marisha, 9 towns and their villages. Ekron, with its surrounding settlements and villages. West of Ekron, all that were in the vicinity of Ashdod, together with their villages. Ashdod, its surrounding settlements and villages. And Gaza, its settlements and villages, as far as the Wadi of Egypt and the coastline of the Great Sea. In the hill country, Shamer, Jadr, Soko, Dana, Kiriath Sana, that is, Deber, Anab, Eshtema, Anim, Goshen, Holon, and Gilo, 11 towns and their villages. Arab, Duma, Eshan, Janim, Beth Tapua, Afika, Humta, Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, and Zior, 9 towns and their villages. Mayan, Carmel, Ziph, Jutta, Jezreel, Joktium, Zanoah, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 towns and their villages. Halhol, Beth Zor, Gedor, Meareth, Beth Anath, and Eltikon, 6 towns and their villages. Kiriath Baal, that is, Kiriath Jearim, and Rabbah, 2 towns and their villages. In the desert, Beth Araba, Midden, Sekeka, Nibshan, the city of salt, and in Gedai, 6 towns and their villages. Judah could not dislodge the Jebusites, who were living in Jerusalem. To this day, the Jebusites live there with the people of Judah. Chapter 16. The allotment for Joseph began at the Jordan of Jericho, east of the waters of Jericho, and went up from there through the desert into the hill country of Bethel. It went on from Bethel, that is, Luz, crossed over to the territory of the Arkites in Ataroth, descended westward to the territory of the Japhletites as far as the region of lower Beth Horon and on to Gezer, ending at the sea. So Manasseh and Ephraim, the descendants of Joseph, received their inheritance. This was the territory of Ephraim, clan by clan. The boundary of their inheritance went from Ataroth Adar in the east to upper Beth Horon and continued to the sea. From Michmethath on the north, it curved eastward to Taanath Shiloh, passing by it to Genoa on the east. Then it went down from Genoa to Ataroth and Naarah, touched Jericho, and came out at the Jordan. From Tapua, the border went west to the Cana Ravine and ended at the sea. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the Ephraimites, clan by clan. It also included all the towns and their villages that were set aside for the Ephraimites within the inheritance of the Manassites. They did not dislodge the Canaanites living in Gezer. To this day, the Canaanites live among the people of Ephraim, but are required to do forced labor. Chapter 7. When Jesus had finished saying all this in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. There, a centurion's servant, whom his master valued highly, was sick and about to die. The centurion heard of Jesus and sent some elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with him.
This man deserves to have you do this, because he loves our nation and has built our synagogue.
So Jesus went with them. He was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to say to him,
Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it.
When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him. And turning to the crowd following him, he said,
I tell you, I have not found such great faith even in Israel.
Then the men who had been sent returned to the house and found the servant well. Soon afterward, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went along with him. As he approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the town was with her. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said,
Don't cry.
Then he went up and touched the coffin, and those carrying it stood still. He said,
Young man, I say to you, get up.
The dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. They were all filled with awe and praised God.
A great prophet has appeared among us,
they said.
God has come to help his people.
This news about Jesus spread throughout Judea and the surrounding country.